What if you could live the life you truly desire? What choices would you make? What is stopping you from choosing this? Join the Consciously Crazy Chicks, Megan and Haley Sue, on the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show to discuss many topics around creating and being instead of existing and living. What fun can we have creating the fabulous life you desire?
Welcome, everybody, to our fabulous show today with us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I am Haley Sue and my crazy partner, Megan. Welcome, Megs. How are you doing today?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yay, I'm excited.
Yay. I'm so excited about today's show. We are talking about the earth and your body and how to contribute to both. And I think this is a huge topic at the moment with so much abuse going on for both in so many ways. What would make us actually stop and listen to our bodies and the earth? Do you acknowledge the earth? Do you acknowledge your body? What if now is the time to have more gratitude for both? And what if this could change the realities of the earth, your body, and your life? Such an exciting show, and there's going to be so much to talk about. And we have a VIP with us today, Aditi Surti from India. Yeah, baby. Welcome,
hello.
Aditi.
Thank you guys for having me on this show. This is so amazing. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, awesome. So
well,
let's
it's so nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, and, you're gonna be a huge contributor.
And that too on one of my favorite topics.
How does it get any better than that?
How does it?
So, First off, let's just tell you a little bit about Consciously Crazy Chicks for our first-time listeners, and then we will ask Aditi to give us a little bit about her, and then we can get into some questions and finding out about our bodies and the earth and how we can contribute to both of them. So us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks, will be and do whatever it takes to create the happiness, fun, and joy we know is truly possible in our lives and yours. We are the life-size superheroes, ready to change anything and everything that no longer works in your life. We offer a range of workshops, private sessions, as well as corporate events like no others. So if you're willing to change your reality or just try something a little bit adventurous and fun, give us a call. We always love to hear from you. And, on our website, www.consciouslycrazychicks.com. You can find us here on A2Zen.fm every Friday. We have Facebook page, Twitters, all those different accounts, Consciously Crazy Chicks. So, yeah, Megan, would you like to say anything, darling?
Well, actually, I just got kicked off, so I didn't hear our introduction at all. But
everything you need to say to you. You didn't want to hear what we were all about?
Apparently not. But no, I'm really excited to be on the show today, and I'm also excited to have Aditi on. If you want to get hold of us, please just whatever Haley said. Do you want to maybe give us a bit of background on you?
Yes, I just first want to introduce Aditi, and I just read this on her website, something that she said. And I just love it. And Aditi says, when you have arrived at the point where there is nothing left to be solved and fixed, then you start being. And from this space of being, life is fun and joyous to create, and you begin thriving, not just living. Love that. So Aditi, welcome. Please tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I live in Mumbai, India, and I have been a facilitator with Access Consciousness for close to 3 years now. I teach, Bars Foundation level on. And I also am a Talk to the Entities facilitator. And that's a class that's been a huge contribution and a gift to my life because it has so much to do with the topic that we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I also teach a few other classes of Access Consciousness. And other than that, I've sort of been a speaker for over a decade now, and I've done lots of different forms of meditation, so many different types of healing modalities, and been so aware of so many different energies. But when I actually got to Access, it sort of put things in place for me, and it made me really, really aware of what I was not willing to be aware of before. So that's what I do now, and when I speak to a lot of people, I get to see where they are, which reminds me of where I was maybe a year or two ago, especially in classes. So it's a lot of fun, and I really, really love what I do.
Awesome. How does it get any better than that? Yeah. And we do acknowledge Access Consciousness on our show and in our lives every day. As you say, for me, definitely, it also changed my life completely and just brought everything together that I'd learned in different healing and energy modalities. And it's just fast, fabulous, and fun. So, should we just dive right in into the bodies and the earth and how we contribute to both of those? And how do we actually talk to our bodies? I mean, somebody's never done any Access work or anything would go, "What? What are you talking about?" I mean, really, we actually can talk to our bodies? That's insane.
Yeah, I think, one of the first things really is it's not just even talking to them. It's acknowledging that your body exists.
Yeah.
I know that's a little funny, but, I've met so many people, and including myself, I never came from this point of view that my body is living and thriving. And it is also something that contributes in my life, and it would be great if I would just acknowledge the existence of it and not treat it just like a vehicle to what I wanted to do.
And maybe also acknowledging that that it's a very aware entity all on its own, it's an aware,
totally
has a consciousness of its own.
Absolutely.
And I love the sorry, can I just go to the word vehicle? Because I'm also a beauty therapist, so I do beauty treatments. And I had a client the other day that she was telling all her friends that she comes once a month for treatments, facials, massages, pedicures. And they were going, "What? Seriously? Why would you do that?" And she said, "Well, you take your car for a service every however many thousand kilometers. Why would you not contribute to your body and give it a service, We do. We drive our bodies so hard, and we expect 100% from them all the time without ever putting fuel or changing the oil or any of that stuff. So, I think, and that's where you first start to acknowledge your body. It's like, oh, my goodness, yes, I actually need to change the oil and check the tires and all those things on my body for it to run at 100%.
So I would say that, just acknowledging that the body exists and it contributes to your life is, I think, the first step towards even beginning to communicate with it. And from there on, if we can even acknowledge, that our bodies are made out of the earth.
Oh, wow,
yes. Wow.
Yeah, it has all the elements that the earth has. So when you begin to have gratitude for your body and you begin to connect with it, automatically sort of begins to expand to the rest of the planet. And
I've never thought of it like that. Never thought of it like that.
That's a beautiful image.
Yeah, when we are either buried or we are, burnt, when we are, when the body is just the body and the being isn't there, when we are dead, we say, like, ash to ashes, dust to dust. We go back to the origins of where we came from. And to even just acknowledge that everything in our body contains everything that the earth has, and vice versa. So having gratitude for the body is also having a lot of gratitude for the earth.
Wow.
Okay, so they're almost like they're one and the same in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
And I'd also kind of take a look at where have I been judging my body, you know? Like one of the examples really is, you know, we all love food, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
And, sometimes a little bit too much.
Exactly. So those are the times that I'm actually referring to, interestingly. And it's those times that where we really stuff ourselves, where we are not willing to be aware of what would our bodies like, you know, and we literally misuse, abuse our bodies in the exact same way that we misuse and abuse the earth as well. There is so much of just wanting.
So, Aditi?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, what does it look like for you when you when you ask your body, you know, what do you require? What do you want when you ask your body that? What does it look like? How does it show up for you? What do you do in order to?
Okay, so for me, it's really about my body has been, well, the regular term would be very sensitive to a lot of the changes that happen on the planet. So very often, like for example, if you know the tsunami that happened in Japan a few years ago, was something that my body actually experienced without me actually cognitively knowing that that thing was actually happening over there. So I generally tend to ask my body a lot of questions. So body, what's really going on? You know, what are you trying to tell me? It is a living entity by itself. So what you want to do is ask the body, and that's what I do. So when a lot of aches, pains, intensity shows up, you know, there's like a contraction. Sometimes there's heaviness. There are days when you just don't want to get up off the bed. So there are different signs that, you know, my body gives me. And it's always about asking a question. You know, so what's really going on here? You know, where is this from? And one of the major questions I love asking my body, so are you giving me information about what's happening on the earth right now? And what does the earth need from me? Which it tells me through my body.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We had
this experience with Megan the other day. Megs, I don't know if you want to tell them the story about the fires in Cape Town and what happened for you.
Sure. So thanks, Aditi. I think that's fabulous. That you asked that question, because I was a bit cute, and I was just assuming there was something going on for me. But Cape Town had had a lot of fires over a week, and a whole mountain sort of was on fire for 6-7 days, and there was quite a lot of devastation here in the city. And I hadn't been here, so I came and I landed back in Cape Town on Saturday, and as soon as I landed, I felt my body was heavy, like I was wearing lead. I was like, okay. And I didn't ask a question. I just kind of like took it on and carried on. And then from Saturday evening right up until Sunday or Monday, I was crying the whole time. The tears were just flowing, and eventually, I mean, I asked, who does it belong to? But I didn't really take heed of what was going on. And eventually, Haley said to me, is it the earth and the devastation of the fires around you? And as soon as I got that, things lightened up for me. And then I asked the question, okay, earth, do you require something of me? And, you know, that kind of thing. And then I did the 1-2-3s, and that whole heaviness, that lead, sort of just lifted. It's quite amazing. If you actually ask the questions, it could be contribution to the earth could be a lot quicker, and your body doesn't distress so much because you're not listening to it.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, yeah, that was what was going on. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, so awesome.
I've just got to remember to ask the questions sometimes.
Yeah, not exactly.
Right.
We are about to go to a break, and when we come back, maybe we can talk about the contribution to the Earth and the 1-2-3s that you just spoke about, Meg. So we will see you after this.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks, and I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we're talking about the Earth and your body and how to contribute to both. And we have a fabulous guest from Mumbai, Aditi. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
So we were just talking about contributing to the Earth and how we do that. And before we went on the break, we were talking about doing 1-2-3s. But before we go into that, Aditi, could you tell us in your point of view or how you work when you contribute to the Earth?
So one of my favorite questions, actually, for any energy which is sort of coming at me or I'm perceiving, is to ask the question, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be to transmute this and be a contribution I truly be? And transmutation is so much about the willingness to change the energy from what it is into something which is completely different.
That's a fabulous question. I like that a lot.
And when you, yeah, I do too. And when you say transform it into something completely different to what it is, when we talk about the Earth, for me that energy, space, and consciousness usually means that I shouldn't be invested in the outcome of what that energy change looks like.
No.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's really about having no points of view about what it's going to look and feel like later on, because that's not what this contribution is about.
Yeah. So, and I think a lot of people, when they want to contribute, they kind of go, okay, I want to contribute. I want to make things better. It must look like that in their minds, you know?
Yeah, that's interestingly more really about having a fixed point of view and a conclusion and using control and judgment and all of that. And then I would ask, are you really being a contribution
Wow.
You know, so this is really just like, you know, one of the things that I think bodies are amazingly capable of is changing energies. And I, for me, the personal, my point of view is that we don't use that. What we do instead is we become the effect of what we perceive and what we are aware of, instead of having the willingness to totally transmute it.
Wow. Okay.
Sure.
I think you have to say that again.
Could you say that? Yeah, I was going to say, could you say that again, please?
Okay. You guys will have to help me in that. So,
you were saying...
Okay.
You go.
So our bodies have an inherent capacity, is the word that I'm looking for, actually. They have a capacity of being able to transmute energies instead of being at the effect of what we perceive and what we are aware of. And it's not capacity that we use. We think that when we have a body, we ought to be at the effect of things. But what if the body is not meant to be at the effect of things? What if your body is here to actually be like energy changer or a transmuter of energy, and we're not using that? Like, what if you could walk into a room and start changing the molecules of the room by the energy that you were being, by the energy, space, and consciousness that you and your body were being in that moment?
Wow. Just blew my body and mind right out the window. How does it get better than that?
Yes.
So, and what would it take for us to acknowledge that capacity and to use it more, be aware of it?
Yeah, and it's really about asking the question, so what are the capacities I have with my body that I have been refusing, that if I didn't refuse, I would truly be a contribution to this planet?
Hmm. You know, Aditi, I was actually having a conversation with...
right here.
Sorry?
That
was like a dog effect. I heard both of you together.
I was having a conversation with Haley earlier, just before we came onto the show, and I was like not breathing. And she was like, okay, hang on. Lower your barriers, you know, do the whole thing. And I realized that my body is so in tune with the earth that the earth is excited about the call. It is excited about having people acknowledge it and become more aware and more conscious and just, you know, it being more into people's consciousness by us talking about it. And my body was so excited about it, and I was being the effect of that, if I could say, rather than just going acknowledging that the earth is excited, my body was acknowledging it, and everybody else around me, I was just, you know, acknowledge it, and I was just going, oh, I can't breathe. You know, it's funny.
That's awesome.
let's talk about that and what we did to change that, Megs, because I think that's what people want to hear on the call, is like, how do we actually change that? It's all very well and good about talking about contributing to our bodies and the earth, but what do we actually do to contribute? So, yeah. So let's go through the process then, if you want to.
Cool. Yeah.
Would you like to share?
Yeah, absolutely. What I actually first get is, you got to stop abusing your body and stop impelling it with so many judgments about what it should be, what it should look like, what it should eat. You know, all these shoulds and shouldn'ts that we have are not allowing the body to move into the capacity that it truly has. Mm-hmm. So we put all these, you know, huge bunch of limitations on it. It's sort of like just putting the world's baggage on top of your body and say, now work. And it's, you know, it's not going to be able to. It's like, could you just remove all of the stuff from top of me, please? You know? So, you know, yeah. We look at how it doesn't work for us instead of looking at how it could work for us.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So Aditi, when you say stop impelling the judgments, is there a tool that you have that you use to stop doing that? Because I think a lot of us do it automatically. We don't even realize that we're judging our bodies because it's such an automatic thing for us.
True. That's very true. Well, for me personally, it's always about stop impelling my judgments on anything, including my body. It's not just, you know, on my body. It's also people. It's also things. It's just even my business, my classes, my participants, everything. It's just like, if you want to really have that space, then it can't just be done in a particular area. It's got to be expansive. It's got to be everywhere. So you've got to have the willingness to sort of let it permeate through everything, and not just for your body. The body would be a large part of it, no doubt.
Well, I think, that's where you start is, I mean, within yourself. And as you say, then it just permeates through to the earth and to everybody around you.
Totally. Yeah.
And that's where the being you comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and the interesting part is people don't even get that their bodies are a gift. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, what are you talking about? You know, it just walks, talks, sleeps, and works, and that's all it's meant to do.
Yeah.
So if you actually consider that possibility for even like a few minutes, you would then begin to start being aware of where you are putting limitations on it.
Wow.
And that's what we're looking at. Yeah. It's, you know, very often I find that people don't change because, you know, when I'm facilitating a person, you facilitate them and you sort of get the energy of what's going on there. But if you don't show them a different possibility or a set of possibilities, they don't want to give up what they have.
Mm.
And the same goes for this. It's just about creating a possibility that, your body actually has these capacities. Because we have the point of view that our bodies are limited. Are they?
No, absolutely. Yeah, we make them limited and contracted and small or big or whatever our point of view is around our body.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow.
We have really made it more vital to possess this reality's points of views about bodies than having our own realities with them.
Say that again. I like it.
Yeah.
We have made it more vital to possess this reality's points of views about the body than creating our own reality with our bodies.
That is, wow. That is just so true for me. And I think, so true for so many people.
Very
especially
true
with
me.
TV. TV, magazines, you know, what our body should look like, all that kind of stuff. And, what do we truly want our bodies to, well, what do our bodies actually want to look like and be and contribute? So, wow. Yeah, how does it get any better than that?
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying that one of the basic tools of access here just works wonders even on the body. And, you know, all of these ideas and points of views that I have about what my body should look like, who the heck does it belong to? Just a simple tool.
Yes.
Yeah. And I love going, you know, back to the basics of access consciousness, just these really, really basic questions. If I'm an infinite being, wouldn't my body be infinite too?
Mm.
You know, wouldn't it also be as unlimited as I am, limitless in that sense? And all of these points of view that about how my body should look, feel, move, and live like, does any of that belong to me? Is that the reality
I desire to create with my body.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to quickly go to a break, Aditi, and then when we're back, we're going to continue with those fabulous questions.
Cool.
See you on the other side.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Conscious Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness, Haley Sue. Hello. And we're talking about the earth and your body and how to contribute to it. And we have our fabulous guest, Aditi Surti, on the line with us all the way from Mumbai.
Hello.
Back, guys.
Hey, hey. Welcome, Aditi. Welcome, everybody that's listening to our show now and in the future. What contribution can we be to the earth and your body and ours?
Yeah, and how did we get so lucky to have such an amazing person on the radio with us? Thank you so much so far, Aditi. You've been saying some things that have been blowing my mind and my body, and it's just been fabulous. So thank you.
This is a lot of fun to be on the show with you guys.
And it's not finished yet. So
yeah.
Right. So before we went to the break, what right. were we talking about? Right. Yes. Oh, we were talking about 1-2-3s before the last break, and we haven't actually got around to how we do those 1-2-3s. So, Aditi, would you like to talk about 1-2-3s?
Yeah, absolutely. So the 1-2-3s are like a phenomenal way to contribute your energies to the earth, or to anything actually, but mostly to the earth. And it sort of creates a ripple in what's going on, and it starts to begin to change things. One of the very interesting things that Gary Douglas says about the 1-2-3 is please always ask a question: would contributing the 1-2-3 work? Is now the time? You know, and is the earth willing to receive this? Is it asking for it right now? And contribute when you get a yes. There are a lot of people that who keep contributing energetically, just 1-3s, 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 and it's not really working at that point. So always be willing to ask the question, is now the time? Is this the time that the earth is actually asking for it? And then just expand, get all the energy in, and just shake hands out and contribute the energy to the earth. And you will begin to feel a shift within your own body when you do that. And that's when you know that you've actually contributed something.
Yeah, those 1-2-3s are so powerful.
Yeah, they are very powerful. We do use them for a lot of things. We use them to create changes, even in the way we do business. And when there is like a feeling of something being stuck, not moving, not expanding, and there's no particular way that you are asking for it to go, you're willing to have a change, just willing for it to change, is the point where you can run the 1-2-3s. And it's one of the greatest gifts that you and your body can give to the planet.
But always ask a question first.
Always ask the question first, because for me, it's like when you facilitate someone, you would ask a question, right? It's like, you know, would you like me to ask a question? And that's a kindness. So you wouldn't want to be kind to the earth for what reason?
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, a lot of people just abuse the earth and the planet and their bodies in the same way, as you were talking about earlier, you know, stuffing food down your throat. And I think a lot of people miss, misidentify what contribution to your body actually is. You know, when you've had a hard week or day or whatever and you're feeling low and you think, oh, let me go out for a meal and a few drinks. And that is that actually a true contribution to your body? Does it make you feel better? No, probably not, because you're going to overindulge in the food and in the alcohol and wake up feeling even worse the next morning. And all because you didn't ask a question.
True. Yeah. You know,
you've never done that, Hayley?
I've never done that.
You know, for the last...
Don't tell anybody, yeah?
For the last 2-3 months, you know, when it's like if I have like the great cloth and I come home, and you know, it's like, you know, we're like, hey, you know, let's celebrate today, let's go out for dinner, you've just had a fantastic class. And suddenly there's like this awareness, it's like, am I really celebrating, or am I gonna just abuse my body now?
Yeah.
Is this really a reward? You know, all the places where we have misidentified and misapplied, like you said, you know, stuffing our body with food and alcohol as reward, can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and fuck, all nine shots, boys and beyonds. Because it's just a very, very interesting way of, again, limiting our bodies and stuffing our bodies and abusing our bodies, saying that, oh, this is celebration, you know.
Yeah, but that's so true, and this is coming up for me at the moment. My 10-year wedding anniversary is next week Thursday, so I've been thinking about what can I get my husband, what are we going to do, are we going to go out for a meal, all these things, and I thought, actually, what would be more of a contribution? And I got no offer to run his bars 10 times in a row. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool. That's a huge contribution to his body, my body, and to our world together, much more so than going out for a meal. But if I hadn't stopped and asked the question or got the awareness, we would have just, you know, gone out, had drinks, whatever, and bought silly gifts that really, yeah, okay, whatever.
So that is so cool. Yeah, like all of us have been buying into this reality way of celebration, you know, which has actually been abusive for our bodies and to the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You know? That's so cool. That's such a great awareness.
Yeah.
So great.
You know, one of the funny things, like, I get a picture in my head right now, even while I'm talking to you girls, and it's, you know, I get a picture of the fireworks in the sky for New Year's.
Yeah.
And I don't really get how that is celebration or even a contribution. That's, for me, that's like, oh my God, look at the level of pollution.
Yeah, and the poor noise pollution for the our poor animals as well.
So true. So, well, I think it's interesting. We can just, you know, take a look at what we define as being expansive and fun for our bodies and the earth.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So at the beginning of the show, we were talking a little bit about you being a Talk to the Entities facilitator, and my crazy partner, Megan, is also a Talk to the Entities facilitator.
Yeah.
How did I get so lucky to have both of you on Friday the 13th?
14th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, you're right.
So everything that brings up for everybody, let's destroy and uncreate. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So let's talk a little bit about entities and our bodies and the earth and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff cool there.
Okay, you got 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, right, Megan, where do we begin?
Yeah, where do you begin? Let's begin with the bodies, entities and bodies, and how you operate with, or how you work with that, and how do you deal with entities?
Okay, wait. I have a question. I have a question, because we're talking about contributing to our bodies and the earth. Let's talk about, do entities actually contribute to us and to the earth?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Aditi, go.
Yeah. Go check out the ones that live in the forests and by the sea and by the lakes. There are so many beautiful, beautiful ones. And they are just waiting for us to communicate with them. And, you know, it's so spectacular. Every time I connect with those, there's just so much joy in my body. Literally, I'm like jumping around like a 3-year-old. It's phenomenal joy. So thank you for the question, because yes, they do, in phenomenal ways.
Okay, so what would it take for me to acknowledge that those entities are there, and how do I know that they are contributing to me?
Well, when you go to a forest or any one of these places where there's just more of nature than people, that's one of the main criteria. So lower your barriers when you're there. Just lower your barriers and ask for all the energy of that forest or the place to begin to contribute to your body. And just put your barriers down and receive whatever it is that you receive. I'm not going to tell you what it looks and feels like, because then you would assume that that's what you're expected to receive.
Right.
Whatever it is, your body will know and it will feel the change. And just be willing to be aware of that.
Cool.
This is a little exercise anyone can do. Anyone.
Yeah, and that seems so simple, doesn't it? I mean, what do you mean just lower my barriers and expand? And really? I can talk to the entities then?
Mm-hmm. In ways.
That easy, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's it, is that we want to make it so complicated. No. I need to light some candles and, you know, maybe some incense and...
You need to do a dance. Around the fire, you know, and then roll around in the dirt and then say, oh my God, I have a spirit, I'm finally communicating. Only then will you get it.
Oh my goodness. But again, this is where we've... misidentified the simple tools that we are gifted in access consciousness that just make everything so easy. You know, nothing is hard. We make it hard for ourselves.
Totally.
And I think, that's just been a huge gift to me, is that these tools work if you are willing to use them in your everyday life. And I think that's been the topic of this this show, is ask a question. Just ask a question. And it changes everything.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, the purpose of a question is to gain awareness. And anyone who's not willing to ask a question is not willing to be more aware. They would rather have their conclusions and their answers than be aware.
Yeah. And I think Cass Thomas once said, who's also a fabulous Access Consciousness facilitator, if people are not asking questions, it's like there's no oxygen in the room. And I just loved that. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I like that too.
But we have to go to a break right now. So when we come back, we will continue and find out where we can find you. See you on the other side.
Yep.
Most of us live our lives in a way that we think we have to, based on society and what you were brought up to do. What would it mean for you to live the life you truly desire in every way? What would it take for you to choose that? On the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show with Megan and Haley Sue, you will receive tools and inspiration you can use to do just that. We will talk about anything with you that can change and shift your reality. What if now is the time to choose change and what you truly desire? Listen for the Consciously Crazy Chicks radio show every Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Z.fm.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the Consciously Crazy Chicks with Haley Sue Buchanan and Megan Rogers. To participate in the program today, please call in the U.S. 815-880-8255. In Canada, 613-800-8736. In the U.K., 033-0001-0625. Or you can Skype us at a2zen.fm. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending an email to Megan at megan@consciouslycrazychicks.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Consciously Crazy Chicks. I'm Megan Rogers, and my partner in craziness is Haley Sue. And we were just talking about Earth and your body and how to contribute to both. And we have a wonderful guest with us, Aditi Surti, all the way from Mumbai. So welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hey, hey. Yeah, and we're coming to the end of
what were
end
we talking
of
about
show.
Before?
Sorry.
Oh, right. Already?
Sorry, Megs. Yeah, we're coming to the end of our show, and I was just about to say we've spoken about so many things, the body, the earth, and how to contribute to both, and we were just talking about entities. So, Megs, do you have a little bit more to add about on the entities side of things?
Well, I got kicked off just before we went on to break, so I'm not sure, Aditi, what did you say just before we left? But, you know, for me, entities, contribute greatly to the earth, and they contribute greatly to us and our bodies. But we just got to be willing to acknowledge it and be aware of it. And for me, it's acknowledge that I don't have to take them into my body or take them through my body, but rather just be aware of them and say thank you, and acknowledging it, then it makes everything easy. Yeah. So that's pretty much I have to add.
Yeah, there's something actually interestingly coming up that I'd like to share about the earth right now.
Sure. Go for it.
So, you know, we talk a lot about being an allowance.
Yes.
Yeah. What if you, all of us, could actually learn what it truly is to be an allowance from the earth?
Wow.
How much is the earth in allowance of all of our choices, even where we are destroying it and abusing it? Yeah, and isn't the earth even like aware enough to know that we will probably destroy ourselves out of existence and the earth will still stand?
That's freaking amazing, Aditi.
Yeah.
What would it take for us to be in allowance, as much as much allowance as the earth has for us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just
I really love that. Thank you.
Yeah. That's just amazing. Like, what else would be possible if we all...
Okay. This is interesting because
I think we just took everybody into beyond there.
Yeah, I think I just short circuited myself.
Okay, but guys, we're actually coming close to the end of the show. So Aditi, I wonder before we say goodbye to you and thank you so much for being on the show, if you could maybe just let people know how to get hold of you.
Okay, so I have a website, http://aditisurti.com, and I'm also on the Access Consciousness website. So that is Aditi Surti, aditisurti.accessconsciousness.com. So that's the best place to get a hold of me. I live in Mumbai, so you can look me up. And I'm right there.
Fabulous. Thanks, Aditi. And I have been to Mumbai and met Aditi in person, and she is freaking amazing. If you'd like your world blown wide open, I've also done a money class with her, and she is phenomenal. So don't call Aditi if you're looking for change in your life.
Thank you so much, Jana.
And
Megan,
I'm going to
you next month.
Yay, I'm so excited. How does it get in here?
I wonder what fun we're going to have.
If anybody's interested, there's Talk to the Entities classes and facilitators coming up in Mumbai in April, so you can go look that up. Consciously Crazy Chicks has a whole range of things coming up. We are on fire at the moment. Dun, dun, dun. So, please go and check out our website, consciouslycrazychicks.com. Our Facebook page is always being updated with all sorts of stuff, Consciously Crazy Chicks. Twitter at, what are we, Conscious Chicks with an X?
Conscious Chicks, yeah.
Yeah, and we love to hear from you. We love feedback, please. Questions, as you've heard on the show today, questions change your reality and in turn change this world. Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show with us today. It's been phenomenal.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you,
Aditi. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Bye.
Thank you for choosing to listen to us, the Consciously Crazy Chicks. Megan and Haley Sue will return next Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Mountain, 5 a.m. Pacific, and 3 p.m. Central African Time on A2Zen.fm. We hope you'll join us. Until then, what fun can you have and what can you create just by being you?